You're listening to NewsRamp Finance. Today is Friday evening, April 17th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Network news breaks. Suntex Enterprises, Inc. reports restructuring completion and simplified capital structure. Suntex Enterprises reported a completion of its operational restructuring and simplified capital structure with no outstanding debt or convertible instruments. The company submitted a corporate action seeking approval for a shareholder dividend tied to a diversified portfolio of operating businesses. Suntex aims to scale its subsidiaries through organic growth and acquisitions. Tara is the worker of Active Growth and Business Partners, Personal Cause at XPL, and On Sale at Sales at Most Profits, just as a consumer of Uprising plans through all operating upcoming in business.
The Haunton Gold Corp gains relevance as inflation, conflict, and central bank demand reshape the gold market. Central bank gold buying continues amidst a favorable environment for safe haven assets. The Haunton is actively advancing its projects in Nevada's Walker Lane, including the flagship Santa Fe Mine project. With rising geopolitical tensions and persistent inflation risks, gold's appeal remains strong. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Mining news breaks. Silvercorp Metals Inc. NYSV MSE American. SVM reports record Q4 revenue and fiscal 2026 results, provides fiscal 2027 guidance. Silvercorp Metals Inc. NYSE Americans may not be able to sell the U.S. to produce a Disney finite number of weapons on daily death and death. But the problem doesn't matter. Up 96% year over year, and full year revenue of $438.10 million, a 47% increase. Despite a decline in quarterly silver production, the company highlighted progress at the Quan Ping and El Domo projects, and an upgraded MSCI ESG rating to AA. Silvercorp processed a record 1.48 million tons of ore in fiscal 2026, maintaining stable silver equivalent output of 7.5 million ounces.
Mythos Threat Intelligence Series, Part 5.
Hidden Log Manipulation. Vector Certains prevents 100%. Vector Certain LLC today announced new validation results demonstrating that its secure agent governance platform can detect and prevent AI-driven attempts to destroy audit trails before they occur. The findings highlight the increasing threat of AI-powered anti-forensics and position Vector Certain's approach as a proactive solution to preserving forensic integrity and regulatory compliance. Across 1,000 adversarial scenarios, Secure Agent achieved a 100% recall rate, detecting and preventing 847 log manipulation attempts before execution.
Investor news breaks. Roth Capital Partners appoints Seth Appel, head of ATM and Equity Alternatives Banking. Roth Capital Partners has named Seth Appel as head of ATM and Equity Alternatives Banking. Leverage his 30 years of capital markets experience to bolster the firm's equity capital markets capabilities. Appel will also serve as co-chief investment officer of the Rojo Capital Opportunities Fund, a collaboration with Horizon Technology Finance Corporation, focusing on debt financing solutions for small and micro-cap public companies.
Silver Crown Royalties closes $4,500,000 private placement at premium to market with investors including Michael Gentile. Silvercrown Royalties Inc. has closed a $4.50 million private placement at a premium to market with investors including Michael Gentile. Gentile subscribed for 219,150 common shares at a price of $14 per share, increasing his interest in Silver Crown to just under 20%. The company's cash position now stands at approximately $14.20 million, allowing them to pursue various transactions and grow aggressively.
PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation to host first quarter 2026 earnings call. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation will host a conference call to discuss their first quarter 2026 financial results on April 27, 2026 at 11 a.m. ET. The results will be released on April 22, 2026. The live webcast and presentation slides will be available on their website. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation is a New Jersey bank holding company with total assets of $7.50 billion and offers a client-centric approach to banking.
Smart Card Marketing Systems, Inc., corporate update on Payass portfolio expansion, PayTech infrastructure, BOSS enablement, and global client growth. Smart Card Marketing Systems, Inc. provided a corporate update on their Payass portfolio expansion, PayTech infrastructure, BOSS enablement, and global client growth. The company continues to see growth in domestic and international financial sectors, with clients including banks, MSBs, EMIs, and fintech joint ventures. Their multi-stack PaaS suite offers digital payments, identity compliance, and marketplace platforms, while their PayTech infrastructure supports global digital payments modernization. SMKG's BaaS framework enables partners to launch digital banking products with compliance assurance.
Gold pulls back as the dollar strengthens, U.S.-Iran talks blow up. Gold saw a 0.2% decline to $4,740 per ounce as the dollar strengthened following the collapse of U.S.-Iran talks. However, the metal slightly recovered to $4,758 on Tuesday. Collective Mining Limited, NYSE, American, CNL, and other stakeholders are closely monitoring global developments amid this market uncertainty.
Savon Wireless launches inaugural 2026 Q1 Wireless Savings Report. Savon Wireless launches its inaugural 2026 Q1 Wireless Savings Report, analyzing over 84,000 postpaid deals daily across major carriers. The report reveals that the lowest total cost of ownership is often not the most heavily advertised device discount, potentially saving consumers over $1,100 on average over 36 months. For more details, visit Savon Wireless's website.
Innovate Tech, Inc. begins trading on OTCQB under symbol IOTCF, expanding access for U.S. investors and OTCF. Innovate Tech, Inc. announced today that its common shares have begun trading on the OTCQB market in the United States under the symbol IOTCF, expanding access for U.S. investors. CEO Craig Milne highlighted the company's strong operational progress in 2025, driven by increased revenues and the successful integration of Keystone Labs, Inc. The company is focused on continued organic growth and expanding service offerings in 2026.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.